Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally.
Miss McIntosh.
Miss Taylor.
This is Patricia. My first question to you, Dr. Angelou, you have received numerous accolades throughout your career, most recently the BET Honors, which was presented to you by First Lady Michelle Obama. Please give us your thoughts on being awarded the Literary Arts Award from the BET family.
It's a wonderful thing to receive another, even a compliment, an embrace, a hug from a friend and from one's own people. I don't know anything greater than to receive a commendation from African Americans who thank me for my work. It's a beautiful gesture. And it was wonderful to receive from my president the Freedom Award, and to know that I'm a member of the group most recently bought and sold with everybody's agreement, and the people who long for freedom. So when I accepted that award, I thought of all the people who had come from all over the world to find freedom in the United States. And so I accepted the award for African Americans, every slave who got off every bus, every boat, I mean. And then also for every European, every Asian who came here searching for freedom. It's a blessing to receive these kinds of awards because they say thank you for doing the best you can.
You are so deserving. If I may ask you one more question.
By all means.
You are a celebrated poet, memoirist, novelist, educator, dramatist, producer, actress, historian, filmmaker, and civil rights activist. How does one serve in that capacity without serving into their own ego when one has acquired or wish to acquire your level of success?
Well, I realize that I didn't get here by myself. I'm a child of God, and that's a blessing. So because I have the blessing of God and the knowledge that I have no modesty. Modesty is a learned affectation, and people are just fooling themselves and trying to fool other people when they say, "Oh me, I'm modest. I can't do this." I have no modesty. I have humility. Humility came from inside out. It says someone was here before me. Someone has already paid for me. I have the responsibility to pay for someone else who is yet to come. And so there's no room in there for ego. I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful to all my people who have helped me in all the ways they've helped me. The teachers, the preachers, the rabbis, the priests, the imams, everybody who has helped me. I'm grateful. And I try to help somebody else as often as I can.
Dr. Maya Angelou, this is Asha. And I want to ask you about the Maya Angelou Center for Women's Health and Wellness. You're really advocating for a message as far as addressing the unique needs of women of all ages. Please tell me, why is this so important to you?
Well, it's very important to be on one's own side. I'm always sorry when I hear women who say, "I have more friends among men than I do among women." I think that is the dumbest thing I can hear. It is a wonderful thing to be on your own side, be your own advocate. So I'm grateful to God that the new hospital is named for me, for women, women's health and women's wellness. It is a blessing. And there is another health institute of research named for me. I'm grateful because I want women to know I'm on your side and they should be on their own side. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not on men's side, too. I am. But I know that the level field is not level. And more often than not, there's more money, more research done for men and for men's health and wellness. So I support first women, and I encourage women to go to the hospital, get the examinations, get the see after themselves. You really have to do that. If you how can you ask someone else to look after you if you don't look after yourself? So I'm very grateful for the new hospital. I'm honored to be to have it named for me.
It is such an honor for those facilities to be named after you, and it is really an even more wonderful thing for you to be a voice for advocating the health of women. Now, I do want to ask you, the literary world as it is today, what advice would you have for them as far as getting into writing and being an author?
I would encourage women to read aloud. You really need to read so you can hear how the language sounds, hear the melody, hear the music, the rhythm of the languages, so you can read aloud. I would encourage women to go back to the 19th century and read the poetry of women. African-American women, white American women, Asian American women, Spanish speaking, read the poetry and read it aloud. Read it to your daughters. Encourage them to read it. To your nieces. Yes. And then you can really begin to see, oh, I see somebody's been here before me. Somebody
yes.
felt like I feel. Someone has been lonely before me.
Definitely. You refer to the word joy quite often. I've kind of come across it as often expressed through your penmanship when signing many of the books that you've written over the course of the years. My question to you is simple, but I believe your response will carry both the substance and wisdom that we have come to know from you. Dr. Maya Angelou, I ask, what is joy in all that surrounds you?
Thank you. Joy. It was said, of course, by Christ. Christ said, I came to bring joy and bring it abundantly. Other people in other races have brought joy. Joy is a freedom. Joy helps a person to find his own liberation. Joy is, it takes responsibility. The person who is joyous.
Yes.
Takes responsibility for the time she takes up and the space she occupies. And you share it. As soon as you have it, you share it. That's what joy is. And you can't ever give it away. You continue to give it away and you have so much more of it.
What a beautiful response. And we just really appreciate, you know, just even in this day and time, Dr. Maya Angelou, just what you stand for as far as the representation of just being your whole self, your healthy self, your better self. And so in that, we honor you. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Maya Angelou, this is Tricia. And I wanted to say that I have at least two quotes. And the first one that I love is I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. I love to live by those words. And the second one is nothing will work unless you do. And I want to say, Dr. Maya Angelou, thank you for those words throughout the years.
Thank you so much. My dear, let me give another to both of you and to your listeners. Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can be anything erratically, kind, fair, true, generous, loving, but to be that thing time after time, you need courage. And that doesn't mean braggadocio. That doesn't mean picking up a 100-pound weight and running into battle. I don't mean that. I mean the courage inside yourself, which allows you to see yourself in other human beings.
That's very beautiful, Dr. Maya Angelou. We just really love the opportunity to be able to share just even your voice and your words with our readers of Beautifully Said magazine. It's such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you both. You're wonderful ladies to talk to. And I thank you very much. God bless your heart.
God bless you too,
Dr. Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man the fellows stand, or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally.